Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for May 18th to the 24th, 2013. U.S. Secretary of State in the region in one of the frequent visits in an effort to push the stalled peace talks. In the meantime, Israeli military incursions into the West Bank leave 32 Palestinians in Israeli captivity. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report, as usual, with the non-violent activities organized in the West Bank. This week, protests were organized in the village of Kufr Qaddoum in northern West Bank, in addition to the villages of Nabi Saleh, Bil Ain, and Na'leen, central West Bank, and Al-Ma'sara and Al-Khadr villages in southern West Bank. IMEMC's Sahar Al-Sous reports.
At the villages of Bil Ain and Na'leen, residents and their international and Israeli supporters managed to reach the wall. Soldiers stationed there fired tear gas and chemical water on protesters. One man from Bil Ain village was slightly wounded as he was hit by an Israeli tear gas bomb in his foot. Many others were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. Also in Bil Ain, gas bombs were fired by Israeli troops, cast fire that damaged olive trees owned by local farmers. Meanwhile, at the villages of Nabi Saleh, Israeli soldiers attacked the villagers and their supporters before leaving the village. Soldiers used tear gas and chemical water against unarmed protesters. Later, troops invaded the village and fired tear gas into residents' homes. Many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. In the village of Kufr Qaddoum, Israeli soldiers stormed the village before the protests even start and fired tear gas at gathering residents. One man was hit in the head by a tear gas canister. Also, troops fired tear gas at nearby olive trees and cast fire that damaged a number of these trees. Elsewhere, at Al-Ma'sara village, Israeli troops stopped the villagers and their supporters at the village entrance, then forced them back using rifle butts and batons to push people back. No injuries were reported. For IMEMC News, this is Sahar Al-Sous.
This week, the Israeli army conducted at least 65 military invasions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank. During these attacks, Israeli troops kidnapped at least 32 Palestinians, including two children. IMEMC's Ghassan Bannoura with the details.
This week, Israeli invasions and kidnappings were focused in the cities of Jenin and Nablus in the northern part of the West Bank, in addition to the Hebron area in the southern part of the West Bank. On Monday, Israeli soldiers invaded Barta'a al-Sharqiya village near the northern West Bank city of Jenin, demolished five commercial buildings, and handed demolishing notices to a number of residents. A Palestinian-owned car dealership was also demolished by Israeli army in Jerusalem on Monday. Also on Monday of this week, Israeli soldiers uprooted more than four dunams of agricultural land in Al-Baqa village east of Hebron in the southern part of the occupied West Bank. Farmers said that the army uprooted and bulldozed the land and destroyed irrigation systems. Later in the week, bulldozers of the Israeli Jerusalem City Council demolished on Tuesday a Palestinian home in Khalit Al-Ain area in At-Tur neighborhood in occupied East Jerusalem. Local news sources reported that soldiers forced members of Abu Sha'lam family out of their home and demolished it under the pretext that it was built without a construction permit. The sources added that soldiers surrounded the area before leaving the home, rendering nine family members homeless. In the Gaza Strip this week, Israeli Navy forces continued to attack Palestinian fishermen in the sea. On Sunday, Israeli forces arrested two fishermen and confiscated their fishing boat off the Al-Waha resort north of the Gaza Strip. On Monday and Wednesday of this week, Israeli gunboats opened fire at Palestinian fishing boats that were sailing within the 6 nautical mile limit of Al-Waha resort. Neither casualties nor material damage were reported. For IMEMC News, this is Ghassan Bannoura.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry stated this week that both Israelis and Palestinians are so close on some outstanding issues. Kerry's remarks came during a visit to the region. The details with IMEMC's Rami Al-Mighari.
Kerry says that both Israelis and Palestinians are about to take some important steps towards ending current stalemate of their peace talks. The U.S. Secretary believed that the sites are close on a number of issues, yet he revealed no more details. He also urged Israel to come out with a position regarding the settlements building. U.S. has considered Israeli settlement building on occupied West Bank as illegal, yet no U.S. action has been taken. Meanwhile, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has been meeting a number of regional leaders with an effort to revive the peace process on basis of a previous understandings and accords. Earlier, Abbas maintained that land swap between Israel and Palestinians has been envisioned by regional and international players, and that Palestinians are ready to restart negotiations with Israel once Israel stops all settlement construction on occupied West Bank and East Jerusalem borders of a future Palestinian state. In November of last year, Abbas secured United Nations recognition of a Palestinian state on West Bank, East Jerusalem and Gaza Strip, a step that the US and Israel had objected to. Since then, Palestinian Authority has been going through financial difficulties that has forced the Western-backed PA's Prime Minister Salam Fayyad to resign from post. At the internal Palestinian level, both Fatah Party of Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas and the Islamist Hamas Party in Gaza have not yet reached any agreement regarding their conciliation. In a related news, senior Palestinian factional leader Abu Imad al-Rifai said from the Jordanian capital, where the Palestinian National Council was convened this week, that both Fatah and Hamas are far from reaching such an agreement. For IMEMC News, I am Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza.
And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for May 18 to the 24th, 2013, from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please keep visiting our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by Hassan Kassis and me, George Rishmawi.